Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are celebrating primary election victories in New Hampshire this morning. Biden winning in a write-in campaign on the Democratic side. Trump topping rival Nikki Haley in the Republican primary. Biden planning to push hard on the issue of abortion.
Since the Dobbs decision, all over this country, from Ohio to Kansas, Michigan, Kentucky, Wisconsin, voting to protect the freedom to choose.
During that political rally in Manassas, Virginia yesterday, Biden blamed Trump and the new conservative majority U.S. Supreme Court for stripping away constitutional protections for women. He also promised to veto any proposed nationwide ban on abortion, which Republicans are debating now. At that same Biden campaign event, supporters of the sitting president shouted down a group of protesters who were chanting Genocide Joe, referring to Biden. The protesters called for a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. Amidst all that, Biden responded saying, quote, they feel deeply. The U.S. Supreme Court is ruling against the state of Texas, paving the way for the razor wire erected at the southern border to be taken down by Border Patrol officers. Meanwhile, President Biden has repeated his call for more border security funding from Congress. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says more money is not the solution. He asserts the Biden administration must address its border policy.
Trump put into place four policies that led to a secure border, and when Biden came into office, he eliminated those four policies.
This, as newer reporting finds, a $14 billion immigration deal may be coming together in Congress. Overseas, Turkey's parliament is approving Sweden's entrance into NATO, removing one of the last remaining obstacles to an historic expansion of the alliance in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The heavy fighting continues between Israel and Hamas in the Middle East. Israeli forces suffering their worst losses in a while this week when Hamas militants killed 21 IDF troops in Gaza on Monday. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby discussed the Biden administration's vision of a post-war Gaza.
We don't want to see Hamas in charge of Gaza anymore. We certainly agree with our Israeli counterparts that whatever the future of post-conflict Gaza looks like, it can't include Hamas leaders.
Former President Donald Trump or current President Joe Biden may still have a path back into the Oval Office no matter how the election shakes out in November. If either side successfully delays certification of election results in Congress 1 year from now, those election results might be sent down to the nation's state legislatures and state assemblies to decide. Republicans control the majority of state legislative seats in America, but democratically controlled and influenced states may yet have a high high enough number of electoral votes still to hand Biden a victory at the end of the day. Such a process would be brand new territory for the country in modern time, but is provided for by the U.S. Constitution. The L.A. Times is announcing a large wave of layoffs. The paper says it plans to cut roughly a quarter of its staff. Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong, who owns California's largest daily paper, says it is losing between $30 and $40 million every year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, we're here on the West Coast. We're not exactly the coast, but we're in far away from our Florida headquarters. But all is well, made it here, like flying colors, all things considered. And it is very early here in Las Vegas, even though they say this is one of those towns that never sleeps. And they just turned on the lights for us. Thank you very much. So, hey, we got Rick Manning with us. He is the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Mr. Rick, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. As you can hear from the ambient background, even though it's very early here, it's alive and well in here in Las Vegas. We're here for the 2024 SHOT Show, which is an incredible experience.
SHOT Show, I know.
It's always good fun. So, anyway, looking forward to meeting a lot of people and getting a chance. I got in here last night. SHOT Show started off on Monday. And go all the way through Friday. So, hey, it'll be a lot of fun. So looking forward to that. But, hey, lots for you and I to catch up on after New Hampshire. Joe Biden, I thought, incredibly proves once again that he doesn't have to go out and campaign. He doesn't even have to put his name on the ballot, Rick, and he still wins. This is probably going to punch up his ego all the more. And the Democrat elites who are talking about, taking him off the playing field, he's going to say, hey, but look at, 41% of the vote. My name wasn't even on the ballot. And look at, I won running away. What else do you guys want, right?
If you look at the totals, the number of people who actually voted in the Democratic primary was significantly lower than in previous years, and it's and he didn't have, let's face it, he had somebody who worships crystals and a congressman who nobody's heard of.
Right.
People in D.C. don't even know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
So all in all, essentially Joe Biden accomplished the miracle of beating people who had less profile than even he did.
Right.
So that's it's a real miracle.
Right.
If I were, and truthfully, going the other side of the puzzle, the 70% of the people who voted for Nikki Haley were essentially people who were going to vote for Joe Biden.
Right.
So they actively encouraged voters to vote for Nikki Haley.
Well, you see, and that's the thing. A lot of people, Rick, they don't understand there in New Hampshire that you can jump the fence, you can cross over. You don't have to, vote for the party that you have declared.
You have to register. You do have to change your voter registration. Mm-hmm. But if you're undeclared or independent, mm-hmm. You can vote. You can take a ballot from either side.
So what is the state? But 50% independent now, or higher?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
heavily independent. Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, bottom line is, Joe Biden dissed New Hampshire, said, "Oh, I'd prefer to have the slam dunk of being in South Carolina.
Right.
I know I'm going to win, and I really want to take New Hampshire as the one thing New Hampshire matters on off the map, and by eliminating the New Hampshire primary."
Mm-hmm.
And ironically, the New Hampshire Democratic primary more resembles the Democrat voter as a whole,
mm-hmm,
than South Carolina.
Right.
So it is the irony is they pushed to South Carolina because James Clyburn controls a lot of the Democrat vote in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, they prefer a kingmaker who's going to try to keep Joe Biden's king.
Well, exactly. He's beholden to James Clyburn. There's no doubt about it. And I'm sure that he worships a statue there in the presidential residence there at the White House, with holy water coming out the ear of Clyburn. It's just a wonderful picture,
And for people who are listening, don't know, James Clyburn's a congressman from South Carolina. He was the number three person in the House when Nancy Pelosi was Speaker. And is a kingmaker in South Carolina politics, which has the Democratic Party is disproportionately black.
Right.
The kingmaker there.
Yeah. But let me ask you this, though, and I don't mean to cut you off here, but this is really key because this is starting to happen with blacks across the country. The movement started with Trump, because blacks woke up and said, "Oh my God, this white gazillionaire is doing more for us than the Jesse Jacksons and the Clyburns of the world. Here they've been in power all this time, and what have they done for us but enslave us all the more and limit our level of prosperity? We get this white guy who comes in, and all of a sudden he's creating jobs for us. We're paying a lot less for gas. We've got border control. What the heck's going on here?" So I'm just wondering if, even with Clyburn, I mean, no doubt, still maintains a political strong arm there in South Carolina, but when do the blacks there, realize that, what have you done for us? What have you really done for us instead of giving us entitlement checks?
No, I don't know. You have a proof point that the Republican Party is the inclusive party,
mm-hmm,
in Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Who happens to be black?
Who endorsed Donald Trump?
Who, mm-hmm, endorsed Donald Trump?
Right.
Whose story is one of really an inspirational story about rising from poverty into and really rising up based on his own capacity.
Right.
It was a traditional American story.
Mm-hmm.
And coming out of South Carolina, so we have directly in South Carolina the counterpoint to the entitlement state and, mm-hmm, the welfare dependency state, and so it's a really good testing ground.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it still remains that in spite of all the facts, in spite of people saying, "Hey, look at, blacks attend church more than whites do," mm-hmm, things like that, on issues like abortion, it's blacks who cause abortion initiatives to succeed.
Right. When abortion is killing 40% of their people, make sense out of that.
It doesn't make any sense. I've, mm-hmm, talked to Star Parker from Cure about this a number, uh-huh, of times, and it just drives her nuts because, people say, "Well, we need blacks to vote their values," and she says, "Well, they are voting their values. Unfortunately, their values,
exactly,
are not in alignment with the Bible,"
mm-hmm,
and so there's a challenge. But how many? Yes, there's a chance to be able to break through and get 20% of the black vote this time, and if that goes across the board, down the ballot, Democrats will have a hard time winning a lot of races. They're very dependent upon their 90-10 advantage with blacks.
Yeah, we see. Well, Joe Biden is telling the Democratic elites, look at, I won, and we didn't have to ballot harvest. We didn't have to stuff the ballot box. Look what I did. So I'm still the guy, right?
Well, you know, if he can actually get some phone calls on his schedule, I'm sure he'll be able to do that.
Anyway, we got to go to break.
The Democrats have a fixed game.
You got it. Rick Manning is with us, and we've got more after this.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. back, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're in Las Vegas and Nevada for the SHOT Show. Just an incredible, incredible collection of, you know, it's more than guns and ammo, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is about outdoors, it's fishing, it's family. It's just a wonderful experience. And Rick Manning is with us. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. You've been here to one of these events, haven't you? More than once, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I was, as you know, and your listeners may not, but I was an NRA lobbyist for 9 years, state lobbyist for 9 years, and so I did get the opportunity on occasion to go to SHOT Show, as it's normally, you know, runs contiguous with the NRA convention, which I used to have to go to every year.
Right.
So it's a, it's a great event. It's, and what most people don't know is it really is the primary business event for the gun industry, and that they do a lot of their corporate sales.
Exactly.
You know, selling to gun shops and selling to distributors and the like. So it's kind of a chance to see the latest price. Like going to the best car show except for guns, because the best guns, the new models, everything's out. You get a chance to go and kind of see what's new, and it's an exciting experience, and people should take advantage of it. And, you know, if they can't go this time, go just if you like collecting guns, if you like, just want to be a place to talk about the Second Amendment, it's a great place to be, and you can go to the NRA meeting, which is also contiguous, so you get to kind of deal with some of that.
I was going to ask you, speaking of which, of the NRA, what is the status? I mean, this thing, it seems like the NRA has been tapped down a bit. Do you have an update on that? Of where they are right now?
Yeah, well, I think they're regrouping. I think they're regrouping. It's a, they've got an interim executive director, executive vice president, and they're kind of trying to figure out. They've got a lawsuit against the New York AG. It's going to the Supreme Court. They have the New York AG that's basically got their records all open and is, the attack on the NRA's finances is all about trying to stop the NRA from being able to be involved in elections. That's what they're trying to do, and they've effectively done that. And it's a, and that's not good for people, for freedom in America,
without a doubt. I'm glad you brought that up, Rick, because people need to understand. I mean, this is, you know, we're talking about the weaponization of government, but it's in every area, and anything that has to do with conservatism. You know, the Democrats and the elites, the Marxists, have attacked. I mean, whether it's Catholics, people of faith, the Tea Party, you know, go right on down. And, and the way the mainstream media has handled it, you think the NRA were just a bunch of, a bunch of communists or something.
Well, essentially what they're trying to do is say that the top leadership, and in particular Wayne LaPierre, was somehow involved in some kind of corruption or graft. And the fact of the matter is, I worked with Wayne LaPierre for 9 years. I will tell you, there is nobody who I've met in this world, besides perhaps myself, who is less concerned with fancy haircuts and $5,000 suits. Okay? Every year for 9 years, he came to work, and I swear he wore the same blue pinstripe suit every single day. He may have had five of them that looked exactly alike, but he was the
same. Well, that's like Hillary Clinton. She had the same outfit. I mean, but she had more than five.
Okay.
I get that.
But I think the thing that when people look back on this, and I wrote this piece that was in, it was in Town Hall, I think. No, it was in Washington Times. I wrote a piece in Washington Times, and I said definitively, and I think this is true, that Wayne LaPierre is the most influential, most important civil rights leader in the last 50 years.
Wow.
By far. Not even close.
Yes.
Think about what's happened with civil rights in the last 50 years. The First Amendment is being eviscerated by the Biden administration. Eviscerated, and by our intelligence communities. You've got the Fourth Amendment, private right, is non-existent anymore with its spying. You have the Fifth Amendment. Well, you had a decision that said that the government could take your property for because of a corporation that wants it. That's happened in the last 50 years, which destroys your property rights. Not to mention what's happening in terms of your right to not sell for self-incrimination in a world where they spy on you, find out what you did, anything you did, and then they use what they know to try to figure out another way to prove it. So you don't have a right to self-incrimination. There, essentially, every place along the way, our civil rights have been rolled back.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Big government's moved forward. The only place where it's moved forward is in the Second Amendment. And Wayne LaPierre has been the steward of the Second Amendment for almost 50 years. That is just true. It's not deniable. And he is a strategist. He managed to survive and have the Second Amendment survive the whole attack on semi-automatic firearms. He when we first got there, the fight was over small handguns. He managed to do that. The self-defense issue has become a number one issue in this country, in a lot of ways. And the right to carry was virtually non-existent when he became joined NRA about 50 years ago. And
right.
Now you've got, I think it's 21 states that have constitutional carry.
Exactly. Right.
Mm-hmm. When I started working there, that was Vermont. One state had that. When I was working there, it was revolutionary. We got a license to carry law in Florida that didn't allow the cops to make a decision on an arbitrary basis. That was revolutionary.
Exactly.
Now most states tell the cops, well, you don't have a say-so at all. At least 21 of them. So there's been a fundamental shift in our right to bear arms under Wayne LaPierre's watch. It's the only place where our freedoms have expanded, and Wayne LaPierre was the person who did that. And that's why I don't care if you got a $500 haircut. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I care that for 50 years that man has put his personal career, personal life on the line every day to defend Second Amendment rights. And I'm going to just tell you a secret. In Washington, D.C., you don't get invited to many cocktail parties and many elite gatherings by standing in the way of the elite's ability to take power from the people.
Exactly.
So I haven't talked to Wayne in 20 years. Okay? I haven't talked to him in 20 years. So this isn't anything that's like, oh, he's my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with him. I know the man. I know who he is, and he is an honest broker who has fought, who spent his life, dedicated his entire career to defending Second Amendment. And anybody who says anything about him, those are fighting words to me, because I appreciate somebody who actually sticks their own neck on the line.
Exactly.
Not people who just write about it, but sticks his own neck on the line, his own career on the line, and wins for our freedoms. And we owe him a debt of gratitude, no matter what happens in New York.
Well, well said, Rick, because, you know, the man's legacy speaks for itself. You know, the Bible tells us that, hey, just check the fruit. And the fruit of Wayne LaPierre's legacy is very evident, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And you know, I don't think the NRA would have survived if Wayne LaPierre hadn't been in charge.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, there was a decision made in 1977 to create something in Cincinnati, Ohio, to create something called the Institute for Legislative Action within the NRA, which was the political arm of the NRA. Wayne LaPierre was one of the first hires into that as a state liaison, the job that I had there. And he was one of the first hires. And so he has seen the entire fight from 1977 on, 1978, 1979, whenever he got hired, on, in terms of this, as a steward of our Second Amendment rights, and he has more than, he has overperformed anything that anybody could have ever expected. He is the top civil rights leader for the last 50 years, and I think we owe it to him to recognize that. And not get sidetracked by a bunch of garbage just coming out of New York.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is what we see happening, whether it's, you know, Donald Trump or anything that is promoting America and America's values are all being undermined and kneecapped by the Democratic elites. When you look at what they've done, I mean, look at even at Davos. You look at the cast of characters there at Davos and you just say, okay, you know, Soros, okay, World Economic Forum, what have you done for the betterment of humanity? You know, your policies suck. They just don't work. Rick Manning, thank you, sir.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
USA News Update. Freezing rain and snow are expected to cause travel headaches in the central U.S. through today. The National Weather Service warning of possible icy roads and power outages from the Midwest to the Northeast. Yesterday evening and late last night, cities across the central U.S. also experienced dense fog as well. In politics,
nobody gets crowds like this. They want to see our country be great again. It's very simple.
Former President Trump visiting one polling place just hours before notching another convincing win in the Republican presidential primary in New Hampshire. Meanwhile, current President Joe Biden is also celebrating a successful write-in campaign that gave him a primary victory in New Hampshire on the Democratic side. And the U.S. Supreme Court approving the Biden administration's plea to overturn a lower court decision prohibiting federal agents from dismantling the razor wire installed by Texas along the southern border. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. 2 days ago, Tea Party Patriots Action Committee, actually the Citizens Fund Committee, endorsed Donald Trump, a former president, and then Donald Trump posted his appreciation of the TPPCF's endorsement on his True Social, calling the endorsement a great honor. Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chair Jenny Beth is with us now. Jenny Beth, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
Well, again, TPP ahead of the curve here. It seems like everybody is starting to realize that, especially after what happened this week in New Hampshire, and you look at all the money that is being spent to defeat Donald Trump, and Donald Trump just keeps on winning. And here you've got Speaker Johnson, Senator Cornyn saying, look, it's time for the Republican Party to get behind their nominee, the party's nominee, Donald Trump, right?
That's right. In fact, in addition to Senator Cornyn, which was interesting to see because you don't normally think of him as the Trump supporter off the bat, but he sees it's time to unify. Speaker Johnson has been pro-Trump for quite a while.
Right.
The Georgia Republican Party, the chairman of the party and the two Republican National Committee, man and woman, issued a statement today calling for unity around Trump and essentially saying it's time for Nikki Haley to drop out. And we need to do that because we've got to defeat the leftists in the White House. And I understand she's going to go on to her sweet state of South Carolina, but I think she's going to get beaten there as well. She can spend $4 million more dollars on television ads, but right. I think she'll still lose.
Well, Jenny Beth, look at this number. Wendell Husbro put it down, you know, very clearly for us. Republican presidential contender spent over $167 million in losing efforts to defeat the former president in New Hampshire and Iowa. And they have plans to keep spending more money. I mean, this is craziness, isn't it?
Well,
I mean, if we want to win the White House, and we want to defeat Joe Biden, you got to aim your guns at the right target, do you not?
Yes, you do, and you need to quit attacking the person who's going to become the nominee. And this is not like 2016. Ted Cruz and Donald Trump were neck and neck. Cruz won Iowa, Trump won New Hampshire, and it was closer initially in 2016, and the field was much more divided. But Trump just won by more than 10 points in New Hampshire last night, and he won by more than 30 points or around 30 points in Iowa last week. He won the majority of the voters in both states. And in New Hampshire, Democrats were switching over to vote against him. And anyone who says, oh, Nikki Haley was getting the independent vote, and that's who Trump's going to need in the fall. He absolutely will need the swing voter, the independent vote in the fall. I agree with that. What he isn't going to ever get is people who are Democrats who are going to vote Democrat in November to vote for him. And that's what just happened. They voted against him because they had the opportunity to do so, and they'll do it again in November.
Well, think
be fooled. We need the pundits are trying to fool us into thinking that Trump's weaker than he actually is.
Yeah, we can't continue to suspend common sense. It's quite obvious here. And I mean, look what the Democrats did, Jenny Beth. Joe Biden, his name's not even on the ballot, and he gets 41% of the vote. To your point, so you know it's a fait accompli. So what do you want to do? You know, you imagine if we spent $167 million on reminding people of all the great things Donald Trump did for us and all the bad things that Joe Biden has been doing for us, that, yes, your eyes are not lying to you, your wallet is not lying to you, all the pain that you're feeling in the economy, all the dangers of crime, especially in these blue states, that is a reality, and all that is a result of the Democratic and Joe Biden policies, is it not?
It absolutely is. Under President Trump, we were much better off individually and as a nation. Our economy flourished individually. People had the opportunity to go and do better economically in their own lives because unemployment was so low, you could negotiate better salaries for yourself or go get a new job. The world did not see America as weak. No new wars started under President Trump, and now we worry constantly that maybe we're on the brink of a World War III.
Mm-hmm.
The border was secure. No, not a single law has changed regarding the border. Not a single law has changed between Trump and Biden, yet Trump was able to prevent the wide-open borders that are happening right now under Biden. Biden is allowing that to happen. He wants that to happen. And he's doing so in violation of our law. Crime, all of these things that make us feel less secure, that make us have less opportunity, that is happening under Biden. It did not happen when President Trump was president. President Trump wants every single American to thrive and to flourish, even if they disagree with him. Biden, if you disagree with him, will do a speech and call you horrible names and weaponize the government against you.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, the thing that's you know, interesting, you know, to your point here, Jenny Beth, and I believe America is waking up to the reality of the lack of common sense in all this. And I mean, and there was a clear contrast that was brought out last week at Davos. The new Argentine president, who was very Trump-like, Javier Milei, he spoke truth to power. And, you know, and here it is, you know, to your point, Donald Trump wants everybody to thrive. The new president of Argentina wants you know, his people to thrive. And he told the audience there at Davos, you know, this collectivism that you guys are heading, this trajectory, Argentina did that. They embraced that after, and it was interesting, like in 1860, they embraced, kind of the ideals of America and, freedom and free enterprise and that, and they thrived. They were doing wonderful, and they became, you know, a shining star there in South America. And then they started embracing this collectivism, this gospel that's being sold around the world by the Soroses and the Klaus Schwabs and the World Economic Forum, they embraced it, and it's been an absolute horror for 100 years for them. And, you know, and it was such a clear contrast, and people are realizing that, you know, with Joe Biden and the policies of the Democratic elites, you're getting devastated. It's not working, whether it's the border, whether it's at home in the economy, whether it's the car you drive or the refrigerator you're supposed to use. And you listen and watch what these supposed elites, you know, here's supposed to be the best of the best, all these brilliant people coming together. And their solution is, hey, you're going to eat bugs. You're going to eat bugs. You're going to like it.
Because a single person, a single business, a single man cannot figure out how best to make the world economy work. It takes many entrepreneurs, big and small, working in order to make amazing things happen and to allow an environment for innovation. But even with all of their money and all of the power that money gives them, they're not able to solve the problems that a free enterprise system can solve.
Yeah, because you got the power of the cumulative intelligence of billions of people around the world, some very smart people, and these other...
And incentives matter.
Right, exactly. Well, and that's why, I mean, look what's going on here in America with DEI. DEI is becoming D-I-E, dead, die. It's dying. Because you've got stockholders who have invested their hard-earned money into these, into America's corporations, and the year comes up, and they're going, "Hey, where's my dividend?" Oh, well, you know, we spent it on all these social projects. Well, wait a minute, I didn't invest for social projects. I invested for a return on my investment, right? And so the pressure is on because they're not performing, and that's why I mean we're having the rise of common sense, which I think is a good thing. I think it's a great thing for America if we can continue to promote common sense. And even like in dealing with this election, you know, common sense tells you that you don't spend $167 million to defeat somebody who did all this great work on your behalf 4 years ago.
That is exactly right. And that's why it's time to unify behind Donald Trump so we can defeat the leftists in the White House.
Well, that's what everybody's calling for, including the Tea Party Patriots Action. Jenny Beth Martin, real quick, where can they go for more information?
Go to teapartypatriots.org, teapartypatriots.org.
Thank you, Jenny Beth. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
I guess one of the big takeaways that you can discern from Iowa and New Hampshire is it's becoming more and more immigration, 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 right? And you got even 14 House Democrats joining Republicans to rebuke Biden over this border crisis that they have manufactured all by themselves, solito lindo, as they say. We've got the director of research with Numbers USA, Eric Rourke, joining us to talk about it. Eric, are you there?
He's
there. Hey, good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for coming on here. It is, you know, as James Carville said, he said years ago, it was the economy, stupid. I think we need to use him again and take out the economy. Just say, hey, it's immigration, stupid.
Well, there was a poll last week. It was the Harvard-Harris poll, which is a very good, reliable poll. Mm-hmm. It found that immigration is the number one issue for voters, not just Republican voters, but all voters.
Right. Well, yeah, and then, you know, here we got a Supreme Court ruling, which was a bit surprising, I got to tell you. You know, asking, well, not asking, just telling Abbott that he had to take take out the concertina wire and, you know, get it out of there. And, of course, the White House said, well, they had to get it out so that the border control agents could do their job. That somehow the wire there on the border was inhibiting the border agents doing their job.
And that's going to be a huge issue going forward in the court. Because, you know, this comes down to whether the state can effectively, particularly border states, secure their border against people coming across illegally when you have a federal government saying, we're going to let them in. And there was a press conference. It was the Kirby spokesperson who yes. basically made the argument that we have to cut the wire to let people in illegally.
Yeah. Right. I mean, how does that make any kind of sense? I mean, you know, the job one of our government and the president is national security. there to protect the border. But we've had this argument time and again. I mean, during the Obama years, you know, I still see the, you know, the governor of Arizona there on the tarmac, you know, trying to do everything she could to cajole the president to do his job. And, you know, the Democrats, they are the party of open borders. And clearly they have made that, you know, quite clear for people to understand. I mean, you just have to ignore, you know, the facts to think that somehow and then buy into that crazy argument that they keep putting out that, oh, it's the, you know, it's the Republicans' fault, you know, because, you know, we need such comprehensive, you know, border policies to be enacted. But meanwhile, while they stall the process, millions of illegal immigrants are coming into the country. And the thing is, Eric, you know, and I keep saying this over and over again, it's one thing that they're illegal, but what's worse is what they're enjoined to. They are all beholden to cartel members. You're not going to get through, you're not getting through the gate unless you are associated with the cartel and you've paid the toll. If you haven't paid the toll, which turns you really into an indentured servant, you know, to the cartels, you're not getting across the border.
Well, you have a couple of good points there. Most, you know, pertinent one is the cartels do control our southern border. No one is getting over into the U.S. across the Mexican border unless the cartels give them permission. Mm-hmm. And our government knows that. And, you know, it was very telling. It was, I believe, on Monday, President Biden was asked about the situation at the border. Is it a crisis? He said yes, which contradicts everything his DHS Secretary Mayorkas has been mm-hmm. saying. But his right. response is, just give me more money. That's how we fix it. But that's not fixing it. All that's doing is giving him more money to continue the same policy.
Exactly.
And that's where the Speaker Johnson in the House GOP standing up, and even with their Republican colleagues in the Senate, saying, no, we're not just going to give you money for the status quo. We need fixes here. We need to remain in Mexico. We need to rein in abuse of a parole authority. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether the White House is willing to go to the mat for keeping the border open while shutting the government down is a huge question mm-hmm. that's going to come up shortly here in this funding fight.
Mm-hmm. Eric, you touched on something that's important here, and I hope people got this, and that is, the Democrats are not really presenting a vision, an idea of how to solve the problem. You know, this idea that you just give money, that's what they always do. You know, and that's what socialists and Marxists always do. They always say, you know, if I only had more money and more time, I'll show you that it works. You know, and this is after trying to make it work their way, you know, for many decades. And they try to insist that, you know, they just haven't had enough money or enough time, right?
That's right, and there is a big difference under the Biden administration. In the past, Democratic leadership at least pretended, right? There was the pretense that border security is important, right, to any immigration policy. Now, that's not on the list, right? It's Ukraine and Israel funding and other things, which may be important in their own right, but you don't trade border security to get that. Border security comes first,
right.
And Democrats have abandoned any, even, like I say, pretense that it's an important issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you see, and they know how to protect borders, as long as they're the borders of other countries. But your own citizens, they don't. And what they're doing in terms of, you know, the imminent danger, Eric, we got people, we got criminals coming into the country here, tied to cartels. You know, we've got at least 20 camps, encampments of Hamas operating inside the United States right now. And if I remember correctly, it took like 19 terrorists to create all kinds of havoc in 2001. How many more terrorists have we let into this country? Well over 100 that they've documented, and of course there's so many gotaways that they don't. And, right. you know, to try to get a straight answer out of Mayorkas or this administration, it's like they're the Sergeant Schultz of, you know, modern era politics here out of D.C. You know, they don't know. I don't know. You know, it's crazy.
But we know that the Biden administration has released people who are known on the terrorist watch, people, individuals. They've released them into the United States. But you make the point out, there's gotaways, right? These are people who either we know have gotten in and we just haven't been able to apprehend them, and people we don't know. And that's the real question. And the Biden administration is less than forthcoming with information because they don't want people to know. But, you know, most people are coming for to work or for other benefits, but if you want to come in and commit an act of terror or, you know, if they're a criminal gang member, you're getting in by the same way. And the Biden administration is not doing anything to keep anyone out.
Yeah, but, you know, you may have the desire and say, okay, I want a better life and I can make more money in America. But when you're tied to the cartel, you don't have that freedom. Because you have to do the bidding for the cartel, whether it's your son or, you know, you're running drugs, you know, for the cartel, or your daughter has been captured and now she's participating in, sex slavery and sex trafficking here in America. I mean, America is the number one, and this disgusts me, that we're the number one country in the world when it comes to sex trafficking. I mean,
with the complicity of our federal government.
Exactly.
They are, in a sense, completing the process for the cartel.
Exactly. Well, last year, what did they make? $13 billion last year? Joe Biden been betty, betty good to the cartels.
And you're right. The cartels are going to get their money one way or the other, or someone's going to pay a heavy price for it, because to them it's a business, and they're brutal about this. And again, as we keep pointing out, our government is aware of this. And yet they're not doing anything to stop it. And you know, there's questions as to why. But the answer is there's no good reason why. And,
right.
And it has to end. We cannot sustain this. It's a horrible situation for everyone involved. The American people and the migrants themselves are being exploited.
Well, even before it got to these kind of numbers, Eric, the Remembrance Project documented the deaths of American citizens at the hands of illegal immigrants. It has impacted every state of the union. Every state of the union has lost a citizen at the hands of an illegal immigrant. That was even, a decade ago. So fast forward to today with the open border and all these people that are coming in, they're tied to the cartels and the crime rates that are happening. And it's interesting because you talk about, this is where, Jeremiah Wright's line about the chickens coming home to roost comes into mind here. Because for the Democrats that have supported sanctuary cities and these irresponsible policies, what they have done have endangered their people. And it is these blue states that are especially getting pummeled by the crime rates that are going on. And this is just the beginning, Eric. I mean, what do you think 5 years, 10 years down the road, with all this danger let into our country, what do you think America is going to look like?
Well, that's hard to say, but, the short answer is it's only going to get worse. Senator Marshall from Kansas had a thread yesterday on social media highlighting these crimes. People have been victimized by people in the country illegally. And the argument the other side makes is that's not most people. This is a small percentage of the illegal alien population. True, but these are preventable crimes. That's what you need to focus on. If these people would not have been killed if our federal government was keeping these people out. So whether it's 1%, 5%, or whatever it is, they shouldn't be in the country committing these crimes.
Exactly.
And to downplay it is just heartbreaking for the people who are victims, their family.
Well, Eric, you know that this being the time and season, it's election season, so now, you know, these Democrats, especially the Democrats in these border states, which we think border states as being just in, just along the southern border, but which has been said is that every state in America now has become a border state because they're all being impacted with these, with the illegal migration, right?
And that's going to be the top issue in this upcoming election, for sure.
Well, and it would appear that the empirical evidence is indisputable. And I think that the Democrats are going to, they know they have an uphill battle on this, and especially when you get polling evidence like what you referred to, that it's all about the immigration, stupid, right?
That's right. That's right. And the Republicans need to stand firm on this. They have the public support.
Well, and they've been the one leading the charge all the way so far, so they need to keep up that good fight on behalf of we the people. Thank you, Eric Rourke.
About the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a